Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And of course, we feature our friends from Elder Care. When we do our first Thursday of the month, we have Abigail Peterman in from Elder Care, and you're with Foundation Therapy Specialists, so you guys got your own little name and everything, branding going on there.
Yes, each of our unique programs at Elder Care, we have multiple different programs for different aspects of caring for seniors and adults in our community, and the therapy department is called Foundation Therapy Specialists. So we have PT, OT, and speech for any adults 18 plus to come and get some therapy services.
I've been flapping my gums all my life, and I can't imagine a day where that becomes problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Nor can anyone else. All of a sudden, one day, slowly you start noticing that your speech and maybe how you articulate just a little bit starts to slip. Is that a sign of maybe we need to just take a look-see?
Sure. So a lot of times these issues come not slowly. They come very suddenly as a result of like neurological trauma or neurological disease. So a stroke or a brain injury or something along those lines. But then you might start noticing something more slowly when it comes to your thinking skills. So your ability to put words together in a nice cohesive sentence, your memory, your problem solving, how well you're able to organize and sequence. And honestly, if that starts happening, you are normally not the one who's noticing it. It's more your family that is noticing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a sign that maybe we want to check some things out. You might be showing some early signs of maybe a dementia process or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would want to maybe check that out, do some evaluations, and see how we can help you keep your brain as sharp as we can for as long as we can, but also provide some strategies and compensatory techniques, things like that, to your family to help you function independently for as long as possible if that were to start happening.
Now, Abby, this is really something of a tender matter. When you tell someone your speech is a little bit off,
mm-hmm.
we need to go maybe talk to somebody about this.
Yes.
Is that the hardest part of the whole thing, is getting that person in the door?
Yeah, I think in those situations, when we're talking about adults who are experiencing more decline than what is typical,
mm-hmm.
When they're aging, I think that is probably the hardest aspect of speech therapy for senior adults, is a lot of times they are not aware of it. They believe that they are the same way they've always been. They don't believe they're having any memory issues, mm-hmm. things like that. So a lot of times they are there because their spouse or maybe their son or daughter or other family member has noticed this and convinced them that they need to be checked out. But we do deal with some like denial or refusal, like I don't want any of this help. I don't need any of this help. That kind of thing. So that can be a really difficult thing to navigate.
Now, when a person has had a stroke,
mm-hmm.
they know.
Most of the time, they are much more aware. Yes.
And they want to get back to as close to normal as possible. You might be a little too young to remember this fellow by the name of Dick Clark, who was very prominent broadcaster, used to do the Rockin' New Year's Eve and American Bandstand and mm-hmm. things like that on TV. And then one day, you know, he was known as the oldest living teenager.
Okay.
And then he had a stroke.
Yeah.
And he had such a rough time, but he did try to battle back with that.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody worked harder to try to get their speech back, because that's how he made his living.
Right.
And I can only imagine that if someone has had a stroke or an injury, that we want to get back to normal as quickly as possible. We got to see you.
Right, exactly. And the sooner you get in to therapy, the better your outcomes. In those first months following an injury, following a stroke, mm-hmm. that's when your brain is doing the vast majority of its healing. Now, you can make progress for many, many years, mm-hmm. Especially if you are working actively at it to make progress. Your brain is what we call plastic, and that means that it can continue to create new connections and learn new skills and relearn skills that you used to know. But those first few months are crucial, and that's where your recovery goes like this, really steeply. After that, we might continue to make progress, but it's not going to be quite as steep or dramatic.
But catch it early and really get in there and get going.
Definitely advocate for yourself and get the therapy services you need right away.
Mm-hmm. So is this the most of the, is that the largest volume of what you see of someone with a stroke or an injury?
Yeah, I would say the vast majority of what I see, I'm not sure exactly on the proportions, but I see lots of stroke. Mm-hmm. I see some brain injury. Where I am at elder care, I see quite a few people with like dementia processes, Alzheimer's. But then I also see lots of our Parkinson's patients as well. Oh. And we have several specialized programs for people who are dealing with Parkinson's.
That's one thing that I really didn't think of. And I guess if you are displaying some of the symptoms of Parkinson's, that mouth in your tongue and your vocal cords are going to be affected by that.
That's right. When you have Parkinson's, all of your movements get smaller in a way. Uh-huh. That's a good way to think of it. So you often see the Parkinson's patients, they're the ones who kind of are shuffling their feet. They might not be swinging their arms. So all those movements are getting smaller. And the same thing happens with your vocal cords and all of the rest of your speech movements. They get smaller. So your voice gets softer, much quieter, mm-hmm. and you might also get kind of mumbly. But again, when you have Parkinson's, you are not aware of those things. You think that you're doing everything normally. So you might think, oh no, my spouse just has a hearing issue. Whereas in actuality, you are the one who has changed. So that can also be something interesting to navigate. Mm-hmm. I might do some video recordings or things like that to help a Parkinson's patient realize that their voice has changed and it is not a normal volume and it's not the typical clarity mm-hmm. that it used to be.
Wow. My goodness sakes. And you do such a wonderful job of getting folks to navigate back to as near normal as possible. I just can't imagine the kind of work that goes into that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very rewarding work. I love what I do, but we have really made what we hope is kind of a haven at elder care for uh-huh. people with Parkinson's. So we have the Speak Out program, which is the individual therapy, speech therapy program. Sure. We also have physical therapy, and we have physical therapists who have special training in dealing with Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. And then following individual therapy, we also have two group classes, you might say, group support systems for people with Parkinson's disease so they can continue to work on their speech skills as well as their physical movements and motor skills and maintain that progress for as long as they can. And so we have those groups weekly as well. We have a great group of patients who support each other, but also get the support that they need to maintain their strength.
It's amazing that at elder care, we can kind of pull it all together from a bunch of different, you know, practices mm-hmm. in order to keep the person whole and moving, speaking,
yes,
articulating, thinking, and living as independently as long as they can.
Exactly. And that is always our goal. We want our patients to be able to live independently for as long as possible. We want them to have, you know, this amazing quality of life. And that's something that therapy services can help you do is be more independent with your daily activities.
What's our first step? How do we find out more about this? And then how do we get on the path to recovery?
Yeah, absolutely. You can always check out our website. That's abouteldercare.org. You can check out our Facebook or our Instagram pages. Give us a call. We've got lots of brochures about our different programs. Mm-hmm. And if you are needing some therapy services, for physical therapy, many times patients can just walk in and say that they need physical therapy and we can get them on our schedule. For speech therapy, many times we need a doctor's referral. Mm-hmm. So we just ask you to go to your doctor and ask them to send us a script, send us a referral for services. We'll get you on our schedule. So it kind of depends on what you're needing mm-hmm. For that, but you can always ask your doctor and your doctor can direct you to us, send us a referral, something like that, and we can get you on our schedule and ready to go.
I got it on pretty good word that every doctor in the Washington County knows about elder care.
I would say that's probably accurate, yeah.
I can about guarantee you that.
Yes.
And, of course, elder care, very easy to find. You're kind of out in the middle of everything, but still, you got a lot of space out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've got a beautiful facility as well. So we are proud to have our patients come and see us.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. You have more than just one little thing going on.
Right.
You've got so many different programs going on under one big roof.
Yes.
It is incredible. It's a wonderful resource for folks who live and who are aging in place mm-hmm. here in Washington County and the surrounding area. And
yeah.
It's really a nice little jewel, and we got to take care of it too. Now, I know that we just don't run on goodwill alone. Right. So, you know, you might want to give our friend Angie a call there at aboutelderCare.org. You can get that on the email there, or give her a telephone call. So if you got like $1,000 burning in your pocket,
yes, we would be happy to take that. And then another way you can support our Parkinson's programs right now is next Thursday at Dink's Barbecue, we are having a fundraiser for supporting our Parkinson's programs. So any dine-in or carry-out order from 4 to 8, 15% of your purchase will go to support Elder Care and our Power Moves program.
That is wonderful. And what a tasty way to help others and, of course, yourself. So, you know, if you made that like New Year's resolution that you were going to eat at Dink's more often, here's your opportunity to make sure that you do it
more time. Great opportunity. Yeah. Please come and join us.
That's great. It's 15%.
Yes.
It's going to be a wow. Tremendous.
Yes, yes. We're very excited. We think it's going to be a great help to us. It helps us keep those programs really affordable for our patients.
Well, you know, Abby, it's one thing that I can say about Elder Care is that we have a lot of good community partners. We have a lot of people, businesses, and individuals who like to keep that running and make sure that it stays in our community and it continues to serve seniors as well as it does, and if not a little bit.
Yes, and we're so grateful for all of our partners who support us and make it possible to do what we do.
That is just tremendous. Once again, that's next Thursday, a week from tonight.
Yes.
And what's the time on that again?
4 to 8 p.m.
4 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, folks, so once you get to, you know, dinner for yourselves, you might want to get some carry out, you know, maybe for some friends, relatives, maybe for tomorrow's lunch.
Take some leftovers.
It all works and it all goes to a great cause. Abby, once again, the website.
AboutElderCare.org. And then if you would like to call our therapy department to get more information about therapy services specifically, that is 918-766-0391.
Abby, thank you very much. Abby Peterman with Elder Care and with Foundation Therapy Specialists. Really appreciate you being in here and spreading the good word.
Thank you.
All righty. We've got more coming up.